Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Let's do this on a Monday. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Magic fall last night, 114 to 110 at the hands of the Detroit Pistons. We will talk about that coming up in the second segment. Magic have now lost five straight games, and the big thing is they're without five of their top 10 rotation players. We'll talk about that more. In the first segment, we're going to be joined by, how about this, Stan Heath, head coach of your Lakeland Magic. And the Lakeland Magic off and running in good fashion, 11-5 this year, first in the Eastern Conference, first in the Southeast. And we're going to talk to the man that skippers that team. I want to welcome in right now. First off, Coach Heath, thank you for taking the time and joining us. And how are things going in Lakeland? You guys are off and running.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Aaron. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, we're off to a good start, and we're playing good basketball. We've got a good group of guys that really are bought in and got a great environment. So all the things that we've tried to, kind of put into place to really help our Magic organization, we're where we need to be. We've got to sustain it going forward.
Let's talk about the way that you guys have helped this organization already. It's not only in just the atmosphere you guys provide at the RP Funding Center and how entertaining those games are, but this year, perhaps more than ever, you know, the Magic have benefited from their G League franchise being, 30 minutes down the road in Lakeland. Jamel Artis gets in. You also have Adrian Payne and then Wes Iwundu. All three guys have already contributed for this basketball team, and it's because of the work that they've put in with you and your group.
Well, absolutely. And, first of all, those are high-character guys, and they really understand the big picture of making sure that when they're with Lakeland, that they're working on what they need to do to prepare themselves to help the Magic organization, Orlando, and those guys have done that. They've stayed in shape. They've gotten a lot of skill work. They played in games, and that experience has really benefited them to, being able to step in. Wes Iwundu started a game, and he's. I've watched games. I've went up there. I've watched him. He's done a terrific job. His intensity level is high, and Jamel Artis got 5 minutes in their last game as well too, and Adrian Payne, I think, is ready to go whenever they need him. And Tim Burch also in the signing.
Let's talk about Wes Iwundu, because
anytime possibly another player goes down or something happens.
Right now, talking with the head coach of the Lakeland Magic. His name is Stan Heath, now in his first year with the organization. And, Coach, I want to talk to you a little bit about Wes Iwundu, because this was a guy that, you know, at least right out of the draft and right in summer league, he looked like at times that he was overwhelmed. In training camp a little bit, that he looked like he was nervous and hesitant. That has not been the case. He's gone down with your club. He's played some big-time minutes. He's hit some big-time shots for your club. What are some of the things that you've seen from Wes growth-wise and now just 30-some-odd games already into a season where you've seen him grow the most?
Well, I think the important thing with a guy like Wes is understanding the role he needs to perform when he's with the Magic. And that role may be a little bit different for us. You know, for instance, when he comes down, he's with us, he's averaging about 17 a game and 11 rebounds and 5 assists or something like that. So he's doing a lot more, which is good for his growth going forward. But I also think he understands that, hey, when he's with the Magic, my job is, boy, I got to be a great defensive player. I got to run the floor. I got to be able to move the ball and make sure the next pass is made and rebound as well, too. So those roles are specific. And also, hey, when you have the open shot, you need to take it. When it's time to be aggressive, you need to make that move. So I feel like the role he's playing in, he understands it. He's embraced it. And there's a comfort level when he's playing with the Magic that allows him to be out there and help the team whatever way they need to be helped.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a breath of fresh air to have all those guys down here, whether it's at the Amway Center, whether it's before shoot-around. I thought it was a fantastic story earlier this week. You know, this Magic team, you mentioned it earlier, has been ravaged by the injury bug. And just being able to have Jamel Artis, as well as Adrian Payne, Wes Iwundu, Kim Birch down there on Tuesday for shoot-around, you guys had a game Tuesday night. They were back there with you guys, and you guys eventually got a win. Talk about what that's like for you. Right now, guys have won your last five games, and you're doing it without three of your top performers, and yet you're keeping this train moving.
Well, first, I really feel for Coach Vogel and his staff. I mean, that's a hard, situation to be in, where you've got key players, Evan Fournier and Aaron Gordon, just different key guys like that, Jonathan Isaac, that are not at their disposal, that are veteran guys that know what they're doing. So, you know, it's important for me. And one of the things I was just so grateful for is having the opportunity to come to training camp, sit in on Coach Vogel's meetings, and, you know, just get a real good feel for what they're trying to do. So, obviously, I can implement a lot of those things. So when those guys go up and down, they have a comfort level of being able to slide right in. It's a seamless transition. And we're seeing that. So that benefit of having that proximity to, for both clubs is, I think, huge. And, you know, my job ultimately is really to keep those guys prepared to help the Magic organization. And in the meantime, you know, do the best we can to put a team out there that can perform and win. And we have some really good players as well, too, that maybe don't get that attention. Rodney Purvis is averaging about 23 a game. Troy Copain is running the point. And those are kind of the staple guys that are with us. And then we bring in guys that have been with the team for over a couple of years that do a good job. So we've got a good environment, guys that understand what it takes to win, how hard they need to play. And when those guys go back and forth, it really is a seamless transition where, guys are coming in, next man up, and we continue to play at a pretty high level.
You know, Coach, I used to work in minor league baseball for a long time, specifically at the AAA level, and our manager would always say the best part of his job each and every night was when he got to tell a guy that he was going up to New York and Absolutely. Playing with a big league club. What's that conversation like for you, whether it's with Jamal Artis or someone like that who had not been up before? What was that conversation like for you getting to tell them that?
Well, it's not just me. You know, we've got a whole organization in place. It starts with Jeff Weltman, our president, and John Hammond, our general manager, Anthony Parker, my general manager, and Tunji Adedipe, who also is my assistant general manager. So that conversation between all of them, plus myself, of what needs to happen that goes through Coach Vogel is what makes, you know, kind of this dynamic work really well. And they talk to the players as well as I talk to the players. And you're right. It's a great thing to see and talk to those guys when, hey, you're going up. You know, there's an excitement in Jamal Artis' eyes as well as Wes Iwundu and those guys. That's ultimately what they want to do. So I'm happy when that happens for those guys. And, you know, we'll make the best of our situation when we don't have them. But it's a great thing, great opportunity for those guys. And it's a, you know, kind of a good thing for us to be able to do for those guys as well.
Absolutely. Right now, talking with Stan Heath, the head coach of the Lakeland Magic. How about this? 11-5 right now. But the schedule's picking up. It's getting tough. You guys have had a nice run of home games for you guys. 9 of your next 10 are going to be out on the road. what's that like for you guys now that the schedule is finally turning for you?
Yeah, you know, we've already experienced kind of the G League schedule to some degree, maybe not to this. We had a stretch early in the season where we flew to New York, played Toronto. So we had to fly through customs, all those things, get to Toronto. And then, one day, and without any day break, we went back-to-back and flew into New York and played the next day. So these are not easy, but it's what we signed up for. And, you have to go on the road. We've got to figure a way to win. We play against good basketball teams. We've got Westchester next, who has, an equal record to us. I think they're 11-6 or 12-6, so they're really good as well, too, and got us the first time. So it is what it is. You know, the schedule works its way out. We'll get some more home games down the road, but during this stretch, we got to figure a way to win games on the road, which I think our team is up for the challenge. We've been able to prove ourselves in some different places and done very well.
Hold on 1 second, Coach Heath. When we return here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, I want to ask you what the difference for you has been professionally coaching in the professional ranks as opposed to the college, as well as what you see from this Lakeland Magic team moving forward. Just a reminder, you see your Orlando Magic try to beat their rival for the second time at home this season when Hassan Whiteside and the Miami Heat come to town on Saturday, December 30th. Don't wait. Purchase tickets at OrlandoMagic.com today to see the Magic and the Heat on December 30th. Big games are pure magic. Coach Heath returns here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, when we return on the other side.
IDC is one of the largest, most successful independent jewelers in America, period.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
We have one of the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in America.
So if you're diamond shopping at IDC, you can see 10, 15, 20 or more diamonds and make the right choice with confidence.
We're going to be able to show you multiple diamonds in your price range for you to make a good decision.
International Diamond Center, taking all the mystery out of buying diamonds.
We are the diamond experts.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Point there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Magic fans, secure your tickets for the 2017-18 season now with the Fast Break Season Pass. For only $299, you can see every Orlando Magic home game at the Amway Center.
Here's a steal by Isaac, throws it ahead. He's got Mack running the floor. He'll lay it up and in.
Catch every buzzer beater and pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. It's pure magic.
This is Alfred Payton of the Orlando Magic. When I was a kid, I used to think,
someday I'm gonna be in the NBA.
And I hoped,
someday I'll be a first-round pick.
And I dreamed,
someday I'll spend every night attacking the rim.
Even back then, I knew that
someday starts today.
As a proud partner of the Orlando Magic, Florida Hospital supports the future and everyone who believes in someday. After all, someday holds so much hope for all of us.
Magic scoot the other way. Augustine sets up top over to Wundu. 4-3 right side. Money. Wesa Wundu. As I said, this guy can shoot the three-point shot. He was 38% last year at Kansas State. He knocked down that triple there, and the Magic cut the lead to 10, 38-28.
Magic made a run in yesterday's game, unfortunately, just a little bit too late. At one point, they were down by 24 points in the fourth quarter, but Detroit hit a franchise-best 17 three-pointers. And the Magic fell 114-110. The problem for the Orlando Magic, they've now dropped five straight contests in 16 of their last 19. So things have not been easy for Magic head man Frank Vogel and his Orlando Magic. Orlando did get some good news yesterday. Jonathan Isaac returned for the first time since November 11th. He played in 17 minutes, had two rebounds and 1 point. The Magic's bench, though, outscored 18-45, and that has been a big problem for them moving forward. Well, in the first segment, we talked to Lakeland Magic head man Stan Heath, and we welcome him back here in the second segment. Just a reminder, though, the holiday season is here, and so is a chance to be a part of our Orlando Magic Youth Holiday Camps presented by United Healthcare. Children ages 6 to 17 can learn skills and drills through expert instruction by the National Basketball Academy. As a bonus, every camper receives a basketball t-shirt and a ticket to a Magic home game. All you got to do, visit OrlandoMagic.com/youth to register today. Okay, let's go ahead and get back to our conversation with Lakeland head man Stan Heath. Well, Coach, let's talk about you a little bit. You guys aren't back home until January 5th, but this is all new for you. You know, 6 months ago, this organization wasn't there. 6 months ago, Jeff Weltman and John Hammond weren't in charge of the Magic's front office. What was that conversation like when you were talking with Jeff Weltman about this position, and what were some of the things that they tried to highlight? This is your first foray into kind of NBA basketball a little bit.
Well, it initially started with John Hammond. I knew John because a long time ago he was the general manager with the Detroit Pistons, and I actually coached Joe Dumars' son, so he worked for Joe. So I got a chance to know him, and you know, through a conversation, he kind of threw it out there like, hey, you might want to consider this as a great opportunity. And you know, we started talking back and forth, and I came up to Orlando during the summer league and met Jeff, and we had lunch. And really, when I start getting to know those guys, is, you know, just their vision of what they have for the Magic going forward and what they want to do, their success, their experiences, was just something that, you know, just really excited me and intrigued me. And I think there's every coach, I know Tom Izzo really well. I work with Tom, and we talked about it. And I think every coach would love to coach at the highest level, and this is a step in that direction. It's a great experience factor for me of learning the pro game, learning from a guy like Frank Vogel, excellent coach, and his staff. So it just kind of excited me to have this opportunity and come back home. I've lived in Tampa for 10 years. My family was here. So it just, everything fit into place, being home, being a part of a great organization, and a new beginning as well, too.
Well, Coach, we've really enjoyed having you here. And I guess my next question to you is, you know, you spent a lot of time in the college ranks. Specifically, you mentioned it at USF, Arkansas, Kent State. And you mentioned now that you're working with Anthony Parker, your general manager. What is that working relationship like with him? Because, you know, at the college level, you're everything. You're the GM, you're the PBO, you're the head coach, you're trying to work with your staff. How nice is that for you to just being able to focus on coaching as well as working with someone who's helping you kind of massage your roster a little bit?
Unbelievable. I just, to me, the best part of the job, and Anthony is just first class, A number one. I mean, just a great guy to work with. We talk on a daily basis, and his experience of being a pro basketball player. So he's seen on both ends, scouting as well as being a player in the management side. So I really learned a lot from him. And, you know, we talk about different things, and I listen to him quite a bit as well as, you know, he's a guy that I think gets it from a player's perspective. So a lot of times, you know, if there's a player that's, you know, has something on his mind or some thoughts, you know, Anthony has experienced that because he not only played in the NBA, he played in the D League at that time. So he's had a wealth of experience, played overseas as well, too. He is great with my players. He's great with me, my coaching staff. And he and Tunji kind of put together this roster. So, you know, they put together the dynamics of what we're looking for, the pieces we need to have in place. So when all these changes happen, guys go up and down, back and forth, you still have a nucleus that you can play with that can give you a chance to win. So a lot of credit that success we're having right now, you have to look at Anthony Parker, you have to look at Tunji, you got to look at Don Hammond, as well as Jeff Weltman, of putting this thing together from the top.
I was going to say, Coach, because what a lot of people don't know is that, you know, at the beginning of the year, you guys essentially had four core players that you knew that you were going to have, but you had to find a way to get everybody else, whether that was through the G League draft. What was that like going through the G League draft with not only Anthony Parker as well as Tunji, but it was probably really the first time that you guys had done that together?
Yeah, it was the very first time we had done it together. And Tunji probably was a spearhead behind it because he had been with the Erie Bayhawks that, you know, the Magic were kind of the part ownership of that team before. And he had went through a season of what the league looked like, what our returning rights players looked like, what we need to look for in the draft, how the draft worked. And so we had a great preparation of maybe like 3 or 4 days of meeting together, watching a lot of film on a lot of different players, talking about, you know, rosters and what we wanted our team to look like. And so I, you know, hats off to Tunji as well as Anthony, just kind of the organizational part of putting this roster together.
What's been the biggest change for you as a head coach now? You know, at college, it's probably trying to do more coaching and trying to figure out and working them into your system. What's been the biggest change for you as a head coach and trying to adapt to someone else's system? And you probably also don't have to do as much teaching at this level, right?
You know, with it, this is a high-level player. I mean, I know sometimes people say, well, they're not NBA players, but they are. You know, they are.
They're still professional basketball players.
They're professional basketball players. These are high-level guys, and a lot of these guys are right on the edge. They're guys that, you know, could easily be on somebody's roster, their 10th, 11th, 12th man. You know, we have our own guy, Jonathan Simmons, who was in this league, you know, for a couple of years. So that tells you the caliber of player that starts off here. But probably the biggest adjustment for me is two. I'm going to give you two answers because
okay.
it just is that way. You know, first, we talked about this earlier, just the roster movement, just from game to game, this guy's playing, this guy's not playing, of adjusting to what you need to play against. Like, for instance, in our last game, we basically had none of our guys who have been playing all the four-man spots in Jamel Artis and Adrian Payne. So we played with two bigs. We played with two centers, which was unique. And, you know, it worked out well for us. We were different in a lot of ways. So that was different, just who's on your roster, who's playing, who's not. The other part that's a little bit different is just the rules of the game in the G League. It's partly pro, but there's some also additional G League rules that are different. We have these reset timeouts where you can't talk to your team, but they can advance the ball and they have to have some action in place. You have the review, so we can review a play as well too. Timeouts are a little bit different of how to control it, how you don't want to, you know, how you want to kind of let things play through. So there's some rule things that are a little bit different that I've adjusted to, you know, over, you know, 14, 15 games. Hopefully I figure it out. But that was the initial part that, man, I had to get used to these timeouts and advances and some of the rules that are a little bit different than college. So, but it's been fun. I mean, it really, the joy of a league like this and playing in the NBA is it's just basketball. You know, I'm not worried about, you know, you come at Christmas time in college, you're worried about who's eligible, who's not. I'm not worrying about those kind of things anymore. I'm just coaching a little bit of basketball, and I enjoy that part.
I was going to say, Coach, do you miss recruiting at all on any level being away?
you know, recruiting, there's some good parts of it. I mean, you meet some real quality people. You build some great relationships in it. You know, I felt that was really good in that area. But, you know, going home at night and either watching film or watching a pro game or spending time with my family, that's not a bad thing either. I enjoy that part quite a bit.
Well, Coach, I'll let you go on this, and I just have to throw this in there because I'm a huge Kansas fan. I went to Kansas. And in 2005 down in Maui, your Arkansas Razorbacks team trumped my Kansas team. And I'm still upset about that because that was a young team with Mario Chalmers on it.
You should not be upset about that game. And it's funny because Bill Self and I ran into each other later on. And you know, that was the team as freshmen that ended up winning the national championship. And they went through some things as freshmen that with Mario Chalmers and some of those guys that allowed them to win it all. So I think you should be happy. You should be pleased about that.
Well, I was just saying, I remember that game like it was yesterday, and we could not get the ball across half court because your guys' defense was so good. It was like Mario and Russell Robinson had no idea how to control the basketball. But so hats off to you guys on that.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. We had some good players, too. We had Ronnie Brewer and some other guys, too. So it was a good game, though, in Maui.
Well, Coach, it's been a lot of fun having you down in Lakeland. I honestly say that Jeff Weltman made the right decision, and we're really excited about what you guys are doing down there, and it's been a lot of fun to watch so far.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be a part of the organization.
That is Lakeland Magic head man Stan Heath, and after a wealth of experience both at the college level with Kent State, Arkansas, as well as your own USF, now he's leading the Lakeland Magic, and they've done a really good job. They've won each of their last five contests, but now they've got a problem. They'll play 9 of their next 10 out on the G League road. Well, that'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Just a reminder, Orlando Magic Flex Plans get you the best seats to the biggest games. All you got to do to see top opponents all year long, like the Los Angeles Lakers, Cleveland Cavaliers, or the Boston Celtics, choose your games, choose your seats, and save. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your Flex Plans today. That's 407-89-MAGIC for your Flex Plans. Well, that'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Just a reminder, no show tomorrow. We are off because UCF basketball will have the airwaves beginning at 5:30, but we're back at it on Wednesday. Dante joins me from the Windy City. Special thanks to our in-studio producer today. His name is Sam Davis. We're back at it on Wednesday. See you guys later.
Experience the thrills of Orlando Magic basketball at Amway Center for one low price with the Orlando Magic All-Star Fast Break Pass. Purchase one pass for only $59 and see five Orlando Magic home games in February and March. Access all of your tickets from your smartphone for easy entry to the games. Visit orlandomagic.com/fastbreak to purchase the All-Star Fast Break Pass now. It's pure magic.
Pure magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.